Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, a catalyst for creating a progressive and innovating community inspired by the arts. From the horse capital of the world, Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, we welcome you. Now, listen to the music of Kentucky. This week, Red Barn Radio features the music of Nora Jane Struthers. Welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker.
This evening's guest is Nora Jane Struthers. Nora Jane grew up in New Jersey and New York, playing and singing bluegrass and folk music with her dad as a bluegrass duo, Dirt Road Sweetheart. As a teenager, Nora Jane attended bluegrass festivals and fiddlers conventions all along the East Coast from Georgia to upstate New York, but it was in the Blue Ridge Mountains at the annual Old Fiddlers Convention in Galax, Virginia. And we just talked about Galax recently. We had some folks here from Floyd, Virginia. It was there that Nora Jane truly developed a passion for traditional American music. Now based out of Nashville, Tennessee, where she's been living for the past couple, 3 years, she's writing and performing with her band and connecting with a growing crowd of people there who are very excited about the work that she does. While Red Barn Radio's mission is to provide emerging old-time and bluegrass artists, this evening's guest, Nora Jane Struthers, is not emerging. She has emerged. In 2009, she received her first accolade as a songwriter when she was selected as one of 10 finalists in the Telluride Bluegrass Festival Troubadour Competition. At the Appalachian String Band Festival in Clifftop, Nora Jane and her band won first place in the Neo-Traditional Band Contest. And Nora Jane was also given the award for Best New Song. Her debut album, Nora Jane Struthers, on her very own Blue Pig label, is an absolute knockout. Nora Jane enjoys reading, traveling, and snowy Sunday afternoons, strolling the aisles of vintage clothing stores, looking for the dress she'll wear the next time she's performing in your town. She's here this evening with PJ George. PJ is a member of her band, The Bootleggers, with whom Nora took top honors in this summer's 2010 Telluride Band Competition. Nora and PJ, we are so glad to have you here with us on Red Barn Radio. Nora Jane Struthers.
Well, thank you all for being here with us, and thank you to everybody tuning in across the world listening to this fine Red Barn Radio program. We're really happy to be here. So we're going to play some original songs for you and some traditional tunes and perhaps even a cover. So we hope you enjoy it. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. I was traveling through Greenbrier County, where the strangest sight I did see. Black dust men from the mine fill the barroom until the whistle blows at the limestone quarry. The doves and the crows, they drink there together, eat each man wears his work on his shirt and his face. I've heard what folks say about birds of a feather. But in Greenbrier County, the stone and the coal, they stick just the same. If you're born here in Greenbrier County, an old man at the bar said to me, you can live like a worm in the mountain, or you can singe and burn under the white sun's fury. Half the men here in Greenbrier County wear stone chalk over a leathery hide, and all the rest are as pale as the moonlight. When they wash away the dark of the mine, the doves and the crows, they drink there together. Each man wears his work on his shirt and his face. Say about birds of a feather. But in Greenbrier County, the stone and the coal, they stick just the same. Each man's crooked stride. Dust may seem like a small thing to carry until your body caves under the hard mountain side. Still the doves and the crows, they live there together. Each man wears his work on his shirt and his face. Birds of a feather. In Greenbrier County, the stone and the coal, they stick just the same. The stone and the coal, they stick just the same.
Here's Brad Becker, Red Barn Radio's host, speaking with Nora Jane Struthers. Here's Brad.
Well, I'm here with Nora Jane Struthers and her bootleg, PJ George.
That's me.
And I'm holding her two CDs, and you know, one is the most recent release, Nora Jane Struthers, and the other is Dirt Road Sweetheart. This is a CD you did with your dad.
That's right.
Can you go back to that time when you and your dad were playing out together?
I guess we didn't start performing in public until I was in college, or maybe my last year in college, or my first year teaching.
I had imagined that you were doing this as a younger
person. As a tot, no. Yeah, I wasn't the five-year-old on stage that everyone was like, oh, look how cute she is. No, we started doing it just for fun, really. I mean, I was teaching, and I was finishing my teaching degree, and then I started teaching in a high school in Brooklyn, and I don't know, there was, I guess, some part of me was longing for that, you know, sort of ruralness that you don't get when you're walking the streets of
Brooklyn
to
yeah,
work
right.
at 5 a.m. So so we decided that before I moved to Nashville, we wanted to record just what we sounded like, because we, you know, it's a pretty honest sound, the two family members singing and playing together. And so we just tried to capture that in that record. And we went down to Leesburg, Virginia, and recorded it with Les Thompson of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, actually.
And how did you make that that contact?
A musician friend of ours just suggested it to us. His name is Danny Nicely, and he, I guess, has done some work at that studio before, and we said, okay, let's go for it. So, and we didn't, you know, didn't know anything about recording, so we just figured we'd take the word of a guy who's done it before.
And you know, your dad was from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, of all things, last week we had a banjo player on the program from Minnesota. So we've talked about Minnesota twice in the last 2 weeks, and I think this is an amazing thing.
And my dad's a banjo player from Minnesota, so that's very strange.
But your dad wasn't. It wasn't your dad who was here.
He wasn't here?
Sorry, no,
you should have called
it
me.
It was not
here.
Him.
Put down that old guitar. Back up that old car. We'll be traveling.
So you grew up then in a household where you were listening to bluegrass music?
Yeah, listening to it and singing it and playing it all the time.
Okay. I was sort of thinking of you being in New Jersey and in New York and sort of isolated from Southern music sounds.
You just saw lots of cars on the turnpike, didn't you?
Yeah,
in this
right.
vision.
That's right. It really wasn't until we moved to this part of the country that we really had that feeling of you know, living in a community of people who play traditional music. It seems to me that that's what you were really longing for,
definitely.
To be part of that.
Yeah, Nashville is definitely has a strong acoustic music and traditional music community. I mean, it's so wonderful to be a part of that.
Fast forwarding then to the time when you're writing songs, forming your band, and then you're in touch with the amazing player, producer, Brent Truitt. Did you seek out Brent Truitt, or did he seek you out?
Well, I had sort of a serendipitous coincidence. I had three separate friends. So I moved to Nashville actually 2 years ago in August of 2008.
Okay.
And I had three different friends, who pretty much the only three friends I had in Nashville, actually. And all three of them didn't know each other and independently told me that I needed to go to Brent Truitt to make my record. And they either had made a record there or knew someone who had made a record there or just knew his work really well. And so then finally one day one of my friends just brought me over to his studio and then I sort of connected the dots and realized, I didn't even realize when all three of them were telling me, because, you know, you move someplace new, all the names are new, everything's new. So I didn't realize that all my friends were telling me to go to this one guy until I was brought over to a studio. And then I was like, oh, you're the guy.
These three friends of yours in Nashville were not just like, you know, people who were just living and working in Nashville. These are people who are sort of tied into the music business in one way or another, or at least connected that way.
Yes, yes.
Okay. We're pretty familiar with some of the guys who Brent recruited.
Yes.
I think some of our radio listeners know, for instance, Tim O'Brien, Stuart Duncan, Rob Ikes, Brian Sutton. They're pretty good names.
Yeah, all the good guys were booked, so I had to I took the C-list.
So just had to get what you could get, right?
No, they were great. I gave Brent like my wish list dream team for the record, and he just put it all together.
Is that what he said to you? Did he say, Nora Jane, you got great songs, you're beautiful music, it's time to make a CD. Who do you want on it?
Sort of, except I think I said all those things. I was like, I have all these songs, and I want to make a record, and this is who I want to play on it. Can you make it happen? And he was like, yeah, we can do that.
I found her down by the Rio Grande. The fire in her eyes scared all the other men. I paid little to nothing to take her off their hands. That horse will kill you, they said. I rode her hard over the desert sands. She never slowed, just tore across the land. When I tied her up, she broke loose and ran. That horse will kill you, they said. I've got the fastest mount in all the West, but she throws me off every chance she gets. It takes all my strength just to keep her head. That horse will kill you, they said. I ran in to an old ranger friend. He said, Jackson Jeb, boy is back again. He's a 4-day ride against the wind. That horse will never catch up to him. Oh, 3 days in, I caught up with Jeb. Had him in my sights till I lost her head. So he shot me down, left me for dead. That horse will kill you, they said. I've got the fastest mount in all the West, but she throws me off every chance she gets. It takes all my strength just to keep her head. That horse will kill you, they said. Though it's slow, I'll give my dying breath to warn the man thinks he can best. The fastest mount in all the West, that horse will kill you, they said. She's the fastest mount in all the West, but she'll throw you off every chance she gets. It takes all your strength just to keep her head. That horse will kill you, they said. That horse will kill you, they said. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft as summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand, you could easily take my man. You don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Don't take him just because you can. Oh, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
You're listening to Norah Jane Struthers in performance on Red Barn Radio.
I would imagine in the studio it's kind of a no-nonsense, but very fun, low-key, productive kind of environment. Was it a good feeling in there?
Yeah.
Working with these guys?
Essentially, we did 2 days of tracking with rhythm tracking for the record. And like the first day we did in the fall, and then we took some time, and a little further down the road, we did another day. That day was just like totally magical. We did 7 songs in 1 day, and it was just, I don't know. It was great.
And did you get out of that day feeling like, oh my God, what just happened?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, a total endorphin high. It was great.
I bet.
I want to make another record right now.
Unlike so many debut CDs that come with supergroup accompanists, your CD is just so entirely you and so entirely about your songs. It isn't new artists getting swallowed up by great studio session guys. It's so much about, you know, what you do and your craft. And I think that's a tribute to you. Was that also something that Brent had a hand in?
He really, you know, put a lot of himself into this particular CD. He was actually just telling me the other day, he was like, yeah, I have a lot of blood and sweat in that record. And I don't have a lot of blood and sweat in every record. But he was producing it, but it was more than that. Because, you know, a lot of times bands will go to his studio and they already have the band, they already have the arrangements, they already have everything. And, you know, I came to him with these songs and I knew what I wanted them to sound like to a certain extent. But then, of course, you get these fantastic musicians in there and they really create a lot of they create what the song sounds like, for one thing. And then Brent takes that and sort of, you know, molds it to a certain extent. So he had a lot to do with it. But I think, you know, the musicians also really did a fantastic job. We had Brian Sutton, Stuart Duncan, Dennis Crouch, and Brent Truitt all playing together at the same time on these songs. And while that might sound strange, they're playing a song they've never played before, But those guys have known each other for 20 years, or maybe less. Yes. I don't know. I might be speaking out of turn. But I think they've known each other for quite a while. They play music together probably every week in some capacity, in the studio, in a band. And, you know, they know each other. They know how to play together. And so there's sort of just a level of experience that I was fortunate to sort of step into there. They have a chemistry together, you know.
Well, what's amazing, though, is that they sound like they not only know each other and how to play off of each other, but it sounds on the CD like they know you, and they know your songs, and they know what it is that your song wants, and just congratulations.
Oh,
just
thanks.
Great job.
Thank you.
I know a man who sits at home, says he thinks twice before he makes a run to town. Says he gets lonesome all alone, but money's scarce, he must hold to what he has. Pull your belt one notch tighter, add some water to the soup. These hard times can't last forever, don't know how but we'll get through. Don't know how but we'll get through. For the crows, winter creeps upon us dark and cold. Put up all the jars and roots, salt cellar will hold. Pull your belt one notch tighter, add some water to the soup. These hard times can't last forever, don't know how but we'll get through. Don't know how but we'll get through. For the range, I'll keep the fire burning through the night and day. Pull your nightcap down, just store your face. Thick wool blankets keep us warm until we wake. Pull your belt one notch tighter, add some water to the soup. These hard times can't last forever, don't know how but we'll get through. Don't know how but we'll get through. Pull your belt one notch tighter, add some water to the soup. These hard times can't last forever, don't know how but we'll get through. Don't know how but we'll get through.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more from Nora Jane Struthers when Red Barn Radio continues. Experience the music of Kentucky on Red Barn Radio. Please stay with us.
Some girls, they like walking, courting around the square, showing off their fine shoes and ribbons in their hair. The square, showing off their fine shoes and ribbons in their hair. But you won't catch me walking out on a night so grand. I'll be kicking up my feet down at the old barn dance.
Twirl me round, Johnny, twirl me round, Joe. Twirl me round, Johnny, don't you let me go, go, don't you let me go.
Mm-hmm. down to supper with their beau. Cooking him up a fine meal on my own kitchen stove. Twirl me round, Johnny, twirl me round, Joe.
Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live. This week, from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This time, it's Nora Jane Struthers.
Don't you let me go.
All right.
I've never been a man of words, but I can make almost any broke thing work. Out west I'll make myself a name. I'll make a fertile field out of any barren plain. Evelyn grew up around fine things, enjoyed attending social parties. When she agreed to be my bride, she said she knew our life would be a rocky ride. Living in the ditch will take its toll on any man, but if you could see what it's done to my Evelyn. The light is faded from her eyes, still she swears she can't show up back east wearing the dress she left in Colorado. I began my trade. An engineer is welcome where there's a fortune to be made. Each day when I mine, poor Evelyn pulled the door latch back inside. With our first child on the way, the mine camp was too rough for us to stay. My reputation served me well, and I signed on to build Idaho's first canal. Ditch will take its toll on any man, but if you could see what it's done to my Evelyn. The light is faded from her eyes, still she swears she can't show up back east wearing the dress she left in. From back east we broke the ground, hunched at my desk for weeks, my design was sound. Evelyn suffered the most. When the funds dried up, our dreams withered with our hopes. With no one but our boy for company, Evelyn, she longed to rejoin society. Our failure lingered like a haze. The West would hold us all the rest of our days. Living in the ditch will take its toll on any man, but if you could see what it's done to my Evelyn. The light is faded from her eyes, still she swears she can't show up back east wearing the dress she left in.
Thank you.
So many of our listeners are musicians or aspiring musicians. They routinely tell us one thing that they enjoy about Red Barn is hearing guests talk about what they've learned about constructing careers in music. sort of like what you're in the middle of doing right now, and they like hearing about life on the road and performance tips and plotting a set list and responding to the audience and all those kinds of things. And now something even more pertinent today than it was last year is how you as a new artist leverages social media and the internet to make connections with your fans.
I recently attended the Americana Music Festival conference in Nashville, and I actually went to like a social media panel on that just to see what they had to say.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
You can't do everything really well. So instead, choose one or two things to do really well, and then on all the other sites, like, you know, there's all these social networking sites, all kinds of them, I don't even know all of them. So you can only do one or two really well, and then on all the other ones, just point people to the ones that you do well. So, which I think is really smart. So, like, I don't really do Twitter very well, for example. I do Facebook really well because it's easy. I have a smartphone. I have a Droid, Android phone. You can give me a sponsorship anytime you want, Motorola Android. And so, I take lots of pictures, put them up on Facebook. It's pretty easy for me to do that. You know, I don't have, like, cute little funny tidbits to put on Twitter. So, instead, I have it linked up to my Facebook. And, you know, I'm not a really active MySpace user anymore, so I do have a MySpace page. And I have things linked up to that, but I also am, you know, have the MySpace page pointing people to my Facebook fan page.
You do use YouTube.
Yeah, that's another thing I do. I have a Flip video camera, sponsorship anytime you want. I have a Flip video camera, and it is so great. It's so small, so easy to use, and I just video a lot of my performances, and then, you know, the ones that aren't so good, I try to learn from, and the ones that are sort of good, I can put up on YouTube and share with the fans. I think there's a learning curve with technology, as with anything. And at first, doing all these different social media, YouTube, all these things at first seemed really challenging and really daunting. But I'm at a point now where it's pretty easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of my time, so I can still focus on the music, which is, of course, the most important thing.
Look out on the mountain, see the storm clouds roll. Your daddy's gone to town, so baby girl, we're all alone. When you wake, I'll hold you close. I'll keep you safe and sound. Your daddy promised he'd come home when he's done in the town. Don't be afraid now, baby girl. It's just a little rain. Our cabin's warm and dry, we've got no reason to complain. Now, baby girl, your daddy's a good man. Daddy will be home just as soon as daddy can. And don't you cry now, baby girl, your daddy's quit the drink. Thank you. just on me. Memorize my face. When we meet again, we'll be in another place. And listen close now, baby girl. Is there more than my song? Are the angels singing sweetly? Do you hear the shepherd's call? Look out on the mountain. See the storm clouds roll. Your daddy's gone to town, so baby girl, I'm all alone.
Thank you.
So tell people about your obsession.
Okay. tell people about my obsession. It is. It's close to it. If you saw my closet, you would agree with the word obsession. I perform exclusively in vintage dresses and/or skirts, generally. I recently got a pair of 1940s women's jeans, which I almost wore tonight, but I shied away from it. First of all, dressing up to perform, I feel like, is an important part of the stage show. You know, I mean, you're going to see a show. You don't want to just see someone like they rolled off their couch. It's like an event. So I like that aspect of being a performer. And then the vintage aspect, I personally love 30s, 40s, and 50s dresses. I feel like they fit with my music pretty well. I feel like they add a visual to the themes that I'm singing about and the sounds that you're hearing when you have, you know, two acoustic guitars or with the band, an acoustic fiddle and mandolin and guitar and bass. So I feel like it just sort of ties everything up visually in with the music. And I just really like them, and I can write them off my taxes.
Yes.
That's pretty great, too.
And I would encourage any of you who are listening to go and check out Nora Jane, you know, walking through some vintage clothiers and checking out some dresses. It's a lot of fun.
I was a sharecropper's son, to my dad up and run, leaving me and Ma to care for the five little ones. Just scraping by for years, sweating 8 months in the fields, praying every night that the kids won't have to feel like their daddy didn't love them. These hard times just got the best of him. Though it ain't right, now he's a free man, and I doubt we'll ever see his face again. Around, thumb my way to the next town, to the whitewashed clavered schoolhouse that the apple trees surround, thinking of the little ones and the man I'd like to become. I try to show them what it means to stick to your guns, 'cause our daddy may have loved them, but these hard times still got the best of him. Though it ain't right, now he's a free man, and I doubt we'll ever see his face again. Crops withered in the sun. I signed up for the army, even though I'm too young. But every paycheck I'll mail back, add each letter to the stack. Proof that I'm still with you and I never leave like Dad. Cause our daddy may have loved them, but these hard times still got the best of him. Though it ain't right, now he's a free man. And I doubt we'll ever see his face again. No, it ain't right that he's a free man. I doubt we'll ever see his face again.
Thank you.
This is the music of Nora Jane Struthers, recorded live in performance from Lexington, Kentucky on Red Barn Radio.
Come take a walk, my Willie said, down in the gorge where the river bends. I'd known Willie all my life, had a face like he'd never told a lie. We strolled down that rocky path, hand in hand. He made me smile, he made me laugh. Reached the river's edge and paused. There Willie took me in his arms. Where you can't hardly hear yourself think, with the water crashing around you like a storm upon the sea. With a strange look in his eye, his steep voice quaking, he asked me to be his bride. At first silence was my reply. I was afraid, tell a lie. And you can't hardly hear yourself think,
with the water crashing around you like a storm upon the sea. Willie, please, the water's icy and so deep.
Still I cannot
marry thee. Filled up my eyes, out on the slippery stones I climbed, dark water swirling all around. There Willie pushed me to the ground in the shallows. He held me down, whispered, my love, you'll not drown. Will, don't take my life. As he pulled out his knife, and you can hardly hear yourself think, with the water crashing around you like a storm upon the sea. Willie, please, the water's icy and so deep.
Still I cannot
marry thee.
Thank you.
I walked to school on Monday, and when I stepped in the door, the other girls were gathered in a circle on the floor. Their slates and books were resting dejected upon their desks. Their skirts bloomed out around them like the late spring tulips. Yeah, their skirts bloomed out around them like the late spring tulips. Henrietta glanced up, called to come and see. Peering o'er the ponytails all was revealed to me. A shiny deck of playing cards was strewn upon the ground. Hastily we snatched them up as the bell began to sound. Yeah, hastily we snatched them up as the bell began to sound. When the lessons ended, we lingered in the street, counted up and made sure that the whole deck was complete. Then Henrietta handed the entire lot to me. She said, Annabelle, tonight, keeper of the cards you'll be. She said, Annabelle, tonight, won't you keep them safe for me? When I got home, I crept into my room and shut the door. I knew I should be stealthy, so I spread them on the floor. Red and black and yellow, green, blue, purple and white. All the faces of the kings and queens brought colorfully to life. Yeah, the faces of the royalty brought colorfully to life. Till it was too late, like a storm out of the southwest, she blew in and she raged. Before I knew what hit me, all the cards were in her hands. She was screaming at the devil, to the kitchen fire she ran.
She was screaming at the devil, to the kitchen fire she ran.
Hot on her heels in horror, I knelt before the flames, where the beauty of each number was burning to my brain. My hands deep in my pockets, my teary eyes cast down. My mother learned me all the places Satan can be found.
Yeah, my mother learned me all the places Satan can be found.
May seem harmless, a game of cards can lead to greed, lust, and whiskey, even infidelity. She made me swear to never hold the devil's deck again, but I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed.
Yeah, I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. Yeah, I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. Still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed.
Thank you.
Well, folks, the pizza's all gone. There's only about 5 brownies left, and the coffee urn is dry, and Nora Jane's about to wrap up, and I hope you all have had a great time. I've had so much fun here listening to this music and talking to Nora Jane. And how about PJ George? There, supporting her. A great night of music. It's so wonderful that you all were able to come up from Nashville.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Time with us. Thank you both so much.
I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to create a special promo code for all the listeners out there. I'll do it as soon as I hop back in my Honda Odyssey. And you can enter the code on my website, which is norajanestruthers.com. Enter the promo code REDBARN. And you will get a free download of this next song. All right, for your swinging pleasure, here is Cowgirl Yodel number 3. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I went down to Texas. I got myself a babe. Got myself a big man to help along the way. I'm a cowgirl now. I'm a cowgirl now. I learned to make a lasso I learned to work the reins. Now I'm riding down the trail, bandana around my face. I'm a cowgirl now. I'm a cowgirl now. Ride out on the prairie, move the herd along. Get in beddy down at night and sing my cowgirl song. Just keep on droving on my trusty bay. I'm a cowgirl now. I'm a cowgirl now. I don't know how I ever learned to sleep indoors. Life is so much better out underneath the stars.
Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Our associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker. Dave Kelleher is our location manager.
We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media, and Five Crew Communications' Shane Atchison for media relations. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.